Begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Yud. Begin on the bottom line of daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of many different types of refuah, of healing types of things. Specifically, the Gemara is going to bring a story to illustrate the refuah, the healing process of when a snake bites a person, to which the Gemara had said that a person should bring the embryo of a white donkey, should rip it open and put it on himself where the bite was. And the Gemara qualified that it only helped if you find that the mother, the donkey itself, was not a treif, or didn't have a fatal defect. And if it doesn't, it's not going to work. So the Gemara brings a story related to this. Hahu, and we continue on to the top of Kuf Yod Amud Aleph, Bar Kosha de Pumpadisa. There was this person that was appointed by the king. He was a Jewish person in charge. He was an officer in charge of the people. The Tarki Chivya, that a bite, that a snake had bitten him. So he wanted to do the refuah that we had mentioned in the Gemara. So have Talesa Charmichivarta Pumbadisa. There were 13 white donkeys on Pumbadisa. Karinu Lukulu, Vishtakochu Trefa, he ripped them all open, but he found all of them to be a trefa, which, as we said just before on the previous stop, that doesn't help. It has to be that the mother wasn't a trefa, didn't have a fatal defect. Have a Chodabahu Gisa de Pumbadisa. There was one more left that was on the other side of Pumbadisa. The Azli Maislo, until they finally got to that one, Ochla Arya Lion had already eaten it up. So Amalu Abai commented about this story, about this officer that was trying to heal himself from the bite of the snake, but he wasn't able to find it. Dilma Chivad Rabbanan Tarki says, maybe the snake of the rabbis bit him. That is, maybe it was over on the excommunication of a nidor of the Chachamim. And this, if a snake bites you for that, there's no healing for that. And that's why he didn't find refuah. That's why he wasn't able to find this healing property of the white donkey. As the Gemara says, Delesle Asusa. Because for such a thing, if you were over on what the Chum had said, such a snake that bites you, there's no cure for that. The Chsiva says a pasuk Kehelis, Upoiritz Geder, there's someone that breaches the fence, which means the fences that Chazal make, the Asusig Latera, Yeshachen Nochesh, the snake is going to bite him. And for that, there is no healing. So Amrulay, they said to Abai, in Rebbe, yes, our master, that's exactly what happened. You're right, that's why he's not going to be able to find healing. Tchinach Navshid Rab, because when Rab passed away, Gazer of Yitzchuk Babisna, the Leka de Lamtaya Asa Vigidami Lebehiluli Betavla. That Rav Yitzchuk Babisna made a gezer, and no one's supposed to bring myrtle branches or palm branches to Chasna with bells. And that is, that he said that we should diminish from our joy that year because of Avelis over Rav that passed away, and that no one should bring these types of myrtle branches together with the palm branches to Chasna with the bells, because that's exactly what they used to do to be Msameach in front of the Chasna and the Kala. And they used to bring in, they used to bang away in the street, they used to escort them to the Chasna with drums and the bells. So he was glazed that year we shouldn't do this procession. That's too much simcha. We should be misabul on Rav. And this person that was bitten by the snake, this officer, he brought the myrtle branches and the palm branches with the bells. So Tarki Chivya missed. That's like what happened, that the snake bit him and he died. It's because he was over on the gezeira, on the siyagim, on the gedarm of the chazal, and that's why he passed away for that. Yeshachan nochash, there is no refuah. Continue on this theme of the snakes. Haiman de Korchi Chivya, for a person that had the snake that wrapped himself around him, what should he do? So up until now we spoke about a snake biting and other things. In such a situation, Linchis Lamaya, he should go immerse himself in water. The Lischif de Kula Aration, he should turn over a basket over his head. And that is over the head of the snake that's on top of him. He should turn over a basket there. The Lahatke Minein, he should push the snake away from him. That is, he should bring the basket down a little bit more, slowly towards the snake, and to be able to separate the snake from his flesh, that the snake should go onto the basket, because if he would try to pull him with his hand, or he'd quickly pull him out, the snake would get angry and bite him. So you do it slowly. And when he goes on to the basket, when the snake goes onto the basket instead of him, so he quickly should go and should throw it into the water and run away, as the Gemara says, L'shadi l'maya, he should throw the snake into the water, but L'salik v'leisen, he should go up, and that would be the way of removing the snake that's wrapped around. Continuing on this about snakes, Haiman de Mikne Bechivir. If a person has that a snake is angry at him and it's running after him and it smells his footsteps and it's chasing him, it has his scent. So Ika Chavri Bahadeh, so if this person that has the snake running after him has a friend with him, Lirchave Arba Garmide, he should ride on his friend for 4 amas so that should stop the tracking of him, that he won't be able to smell his heels because now he won't have any footsteps to track because he's on his friend for 4 amas. Viloin, if he doesn't have a friend, Lishva Nigri, he should jump over a ditch of water. So that way also he will have an interruption of descent. He won't be able to follow him. Viloy, and if there is no such ditch, Li'avinari, he should cross over a river. Again, because the water is going to interrupt the scent of his feet. Ubalelia, regarding nighttime, Loisve Lapurya A'arbo Chavite, he should put his bed on top of four barrels. And that accomplishes two things. One is that the snake won't be able to get up to him so quickly because it'll be on the barrels, won't be able to slide up the bedpost. And also won't be able to smell him. It'll have that interruption of the barrels. And also, v'nignim bekuchvi, he should sleep under the stars. And the main idea means in the open place that he can't go and sneak on top of the roof and jump down from the roof on top of him. It should be in an open area that it can't just ambush you from on top of the roof. And also, v'leisi dal shun, he should bring four cats. V'lesrinu ba'arbo kari depoy, and he should tie the cats to the four legs of his bed. V'leisi shachvin, he should bring the branches and twigs and anything that makes noise, it rustles. That when someone passes over it, it makes noise so that the cat should realize that someone's passing over here, which would be the snake, and they could eat him. And therefore, v'leshadi hasim, you should put these twigs over there near the bed. The chishama kali, so that when the cats hear the noise of the snake coming, sneaking up, slithering down there to get and bite him, achli, they're going to eat him. Similar type of thing the Gemara says regarding snakes. Haiman derohet abasri, if someone has a snake chasing after him, lirit bechalti, he should run between the sand, and that's because the snake can't chase him over there, and it's going to revert back and stop the chase. So since it can't go on sand, you should go on a place that has a sandy terrain. Also, continuing with the idea about snakes, hi itza de chazi chevya, regarding this woman, that a snake has spotted her. He's looking at her. She doesn't know if the snake is thinking about her, and that is regarding the desire for being intimate with her or not. As we find, this is exactly what happened by the Eitz Hadas. This was the first sin that happened with Adam and Chava. So we don't know why, if he's actually looking at her for that purpose of the type of tashmish or not. So what should she do? Tishalich mani, she should remove her clothing. V'neshadi kamei, throw it in front of him, in front of the snake. Imichrich b'hu, if the snake wraps himself around the clothing, daite iluya. So that means he's thinking about it. That's the semblance of what it means when he's wrapping himself around the clothing. V'iloy, and if not, lo yiv daite iluya. So that means he's not thinking about it. So the question is, ma'ita kanta. So what could she do if we see that the snake is wrapping himself around the clothing? That means he's thinking about her. He's on her case regarding having desire of cohabiting with her. What should she do? So Tishamish Kameh, the Gemara says that she should have intercourse in front of the snake with her husband, and thereby she'll become disgusting, revolting to the snake. Ikadami, the others that say no. Kol Shigin to talk of, let's say, if she's going to do that, for sure his desire for her is going to become even stronger because he sees her being intimate. Ella, rather, what she should do is tishkel mimazi or mitorfi. She should take from her hair and her nails, which are things that are disgusting, as we find by the woman that's the yifas toyer. V'tishdi ben, she should throw it in front of him. V'temesh, she should say dishdinama, I am a woman that's menstruating, and it's a type of incantation. It's like a lacha. It's just a type of phrase. It's not actually the statement that's preventing him from wanting her, and that way it'll prevent the snake from desiring her, and it'll go away. Similarly, the Gemara says, "Hi, it's a de'ayil bochivy." Regarding this woman, that a snake actually entered her, that he, for his desire for the woman, he totally entered into her private parts. So, what should she do? Livsaya, she should spread her legs open, one from the other. V'lesvua tartechavita, and they should sit the woman on two barrels. That is, half her body on one barrel and half her body on the other one. That her legs should be spread open, that her womb should open. V'lesi bister shemayin, they should bring fatty meat. V'lishti agurme, and they should throw it on top of coal, so that the smell of whatever's being cooked down there should waft and go up towards where the woman that's on top of the barrel. V'leisi agona detachli, and they should bring a basket of cress. V'chamer rechasana, and aromatic wine, that is wine that has a good smell. V'leisi v'hasam, and they should put over there, they're on the ground, right under where the woman is sitting between the barrels. V'litrakinu bahadi adad, they should mix all the ingredients together, that is the wine, the cress, so that the smell should be good. It should go up to where the woman is. V'linkid savsa biyada, and she should take tongs in her hand, so that when the snake smells the good smell, nafik vasi is going to come out and to see what's going on over there. V'lishkaliyeh v'likali b'nu, and she should take the snake with the tongs and pull him out and burn him in the fire that's right under her. And the reason is, diloy, because if she doesn't burn him right then, hadiloy is going to come right back into her. And that's the way to take care of this. Is the whole process to get the snake out of the woman's private area. So the Gemara resumes discussing the Mishnah that said, "Kolo oichel." Now, our Mishnah was speaking about refuah, healing items on Shabbos, what one is allowed to take and what not, as the Chazal made a gzeira on refuah on Shabbos. However, kolo oichel, all food items a person is allowed to eat on Shabbos, in spite of the fact that it's going to be healing for the person as a hati, because that's what people generally eat and drink. So therefore, even though for you it's healing, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Kol ha'ichlan la'asuyi mai, what's the general term of all food items? What's that coming to include? La'asuyi t'choy l'shinayim, it comes to include spleen for the teeth, and that is although the spleen is harsh on the stomach, and similarly, v'kashin l'bnei ma'ayim, and vetch for the intestines, that's although vetch is harsh on the teeth, as the Gemara in Brachas says. And that is, I would have thought that since it's harsh for the person, at least in one respect, so people don't generally eat it, although it's healthy for one aspect, so, unless if it's for refuah purposes. So obviously the reason why this person is eating it is for refuah. So that's what the Chiddush is saying, that no, you still let it eat these items, the spleen and vetch, because people do eat it in spite of the fact that it's harsh for one aspect of the person, and it's not obvious that it's being done for refuah. Similarly, the Mishnah said, "Kol ha'mashkin," that all beverages are allowed to be drunk on Shabbos. Lasuyi may, what's that coming to include? Lasuyi may tzlofen b'chaymes, that comes to include the juice of the caper fruit in vinegar. That, again, that has the same idea that although it's healing, it's still something that people drink. Amar Ravina Rava, so Ravina said to Rava, regarding this about being able to drink everything that people drink on Shabbos, Ma'o lishtes merik lime b'Shabbos, are you allowed to drink urine on Shabbos? So Amalei Tanis says, this is what we learned in our Mishnah. Kol ha'mashkin shaysa, all beverages you're allowed to drink. Omerik lime, l'shasa entry, but people don't drink urine, and therefore there's not a mashkin, it's not a beverage, and therefore you're not allowed to drink that on Shabbos. That's obvious, it's being done for refu, and that's also. So the Mishnah says, although all beverages are mutter to drink on Shabbos, we said, chutz mimidikam. The Mishnah says, except for the water of palm trees. That's forbidden to drink on Shabbos. So the Gemara brings a ton of learning the Braisa that the girsa wasn't made to kolim, it was chutz made to karm, except for the water that pierces. Instead of a lam, it had a resh. So the Gemara says, man the ton made to karm. The reason why the ton of the Braisa learned it made to karm, the water that pierces, is shehim doikrim es amar, because it's water that pierces the gallbladder. Or man the made to kolim, the one that has the girsa, that it's the water of palm trees, is shayetim mishnei dikli, because it comes out from two palm trees. As the Gemara says, my made to kolim. What is this term of the water of palm trees? What is this beverage? So Amar Rabbi Babruna, Tarti Tloi Ikibim Arava. There are two types of palm trees that has different a certain type of dates that grew out of it in Eretz Yisrael. V'nafki Eina Demai B'minayi, and there's a spring of water that comes from between these two palm trees. From that thing, that's what's called Medikalim. Between these two palm trees, this is a spring water. And that is this water, Kisei Kama, the first cup that you drink from these waters, Marpi. It loosens the person, the waste that's in the stomach, it loosens it a little bit. Idach, the next cup that he drinks, the second cup, mishalshal, it really makes it loose, it makes it that he can, that it's a diuretic. Idach, and the next cup after that, kihech da'ayli, just what, like the beverage that came in was clear, hachinavke, that's exactly how it comes out, that's because the stomach was already cleaned out of all waste from the waters that you drank before, that therefore, the third cup is already going to come out exactly how it came in. Amar Ula, Ula says regarding this, Refu about taking something to be able to clean out one system. I drank the beer of that was in Babel in Babylon. Umali Manayim is better as a diuretic from all these different things to clean out the system. However, that's only if he wasn't accustomed to drinking the beer in the last 40 days. Then if you didn't drink it, you're going to drink it now. It's going to be very quick on the stomach, and it's going to loosen it and help it come out better than all the other things that the Gemara was talking about. Better than the Mei Dekolim and Mei Dekarim. Rav Yosef says that what is the Mei Dekarim? That's because it pierces the sickness. That is Zesim HaMitzri, the Egyptian beer, Tilsi Sari, a third of it is barley, Vitilsa Kurtimi, and a third of it is saffron, Vitilsa Milch, and a third of it is salt. Rav Papa gives a slightly different version. He says Tilsa Chiti, a third of it is wheat, not barley, but the other two he agrees is Vitilsa Kurtimi, a third of it is saffron, Vitilsa Milch, and a third of it is salt. And you're a mnemonic to remember what this machlik is of Yisrael and Papa. Which one is it? Is it barley or wheat? Is sisoni, which sisoni is a type of a basket that you put in dates into it, as the Gemara Bava Metzia says. And the mnemonic is telling you that not to mix up who said what, that this vessel should be for you a sign that it has two samachs in it, sisoni. To say that Rav Yosef, who has a samach, he's the one that said sari, which also is a sin type of a samach type of a sound, that sari is barley, so that is Rav Yosef that said barley, and that is Rav Papa that said it was wheat. And regarding this beverage that a person should drink to help him out for his stomach if he's constipated, he should drink it between Pesach and Shavuos. And therefore, if you drink this type of juice, the comet, if he's constipated, marpili, loosens him. The rafi, comet, and if he's loose, it constipates, it tightens it up a little bit, that it shouldn't come out. Either way, it's going to be healing for the person. So our Mishnah said that v'kaisi karen, and similarly, a cup of sterility of making a person sterile is also to drink on Shabbos. So Gemara asks, my kaisi karen, what is this cup of sterility? What is it made of that it makes a person that he can't have he can't have children that will make him sterile? Amar b'yechanan, leisi miskel zuzi kuma alexandri. He should bring a zuz weight of Alexandrian gum. Umiskel zuzi gavi gilin. He should bring a weight of a zuz of gavi galia, which is Rashi says alum. And umiskel zuzi kurkuma rishka. And he should bring again a weight of a zuz of a certain type of a garden variety of saffron. And what he should do is with shakinu bahadi adadi, and should grind these ingredients all together. And that's going to be this kaisi karen, that's a cup that makes him sterile. So depending for what, you're going to have different ingredients. As the Gemara says, lezava, for a woman that has her bloods that are running at very strongly, so if she wants to diminish that, tilsa b'chamer, she takes these three items that we just mentioned together with wine. And then, v'lemakri, she won't become sterile, and that won't prevent her from having children. That is because the wine will diminish the strength of these three ingredients, but it will still help her to heal her from the zav, from a zava that she has. Liyarkayna, for jaundice, what you do is you take train b'shichri, you take two of these ingredients with beer, and that will heal the person. Umiyakra, but it will make the person sterile from having children. So the Gemara resumes one of the things that we spoke about. We said these three ingredients is the cup of sterility, that although they're healing for zava and for jaundice, but then, however, it makes a person sterile. So one of the items was regarding zava. So the Gemara continues, lezava, for the healing, different types of refuas that can be used for a woman that has, again, that has a strong flow of blood, which makes her a zava. She wants to take care of that. So what she should do is, as we mentioned before, tilsa b'chamra b'lo mi'akra. She take these three ingredients with wine, and then it won't make her sterile. And the only reason why we're taking this case is because we wanted to say all the other refuas that the Gemara is continuing now to say, that other things that will help for zava. That is, as the Gemara says, v'iloi, and if that doesn't help for the woman, or if she doesn't have these different ingredients to make this potion, laisi tlasa, she should bring three. We continue on to Amud Beis. Kfizi, she should bring three kfizi, which is a vessel that holds three lugan. So each kfizi is three lugan. She should bring three kfizi of shamche parsoy, of onions of the Persian version, which are very large. Vinishlik b'chama, and boil it in wine. Vinishaki, and they should give it to drink to the zava. Vinemel, and they should tell her kumi zayvech, that you should stop from your flow. And that's a second approach to do it to help her stop her zava. If that doesn't work, or again, if she doesn't have these ingredients, loisra precious drachim, they should seat her at the crossroads. V'linikadachamibiyadin, she should hold a cup of wine in her hand. V'leisi inishmachar, and they should bring a person from behind her. V'libasa, and they should skeer her. And that is suddenly, without her knowing, they should skeer her. V'lemel, and they should tell her kumezevich, stop from your flow, and that will stop her from our flow. V'ilayin, if that doesn't work, leisi buna dechaminu. They should bring a fistful of cumin, ubuna de marika, and a fistful of saffron, ubuna de shavlilisa, and a fistful of fenugreek. Vinishlik b'cham, and they should boil these ingredients with wine. Vinishakye, and they should give it to her to drink. Vinemela kumazabach, and again they should tell her, stop your flow, and that will heal her. V'iloin, if that doesn't work, laisi shitin shi'i didanim. They should bring 60 barrel seals. V'lashafe, and they should smear it on her, that is after it was soaked in water and it had dissolved. And they should tell her, stop your flow. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, leisi pashtina, they should bring a certain type of a herb that doesn't grow standing up like most things that grow. Rather, it goes downward towards the ground. They should bring this pashtina, v'lishlik b'chama, and boil in a wine. V'lashafi, and smear her with it. V'neimel, and they should tell her, kumizevech, stop your flow. V'ilon, if that doesn't work, or again, if they don't have those ingredients, leisi charnoiga, they should bring a type of a herb that grows near thorn bushes, the Higsa remisa, from the remisa bush, and that's a type of a thorn bush, velikli, and they should burn it. Velesavye bishachki di kitoni bikaita, and they should take it, this ashes, with the rags of a linen garment, and that's if it's during the summer times. Ubishachki da amar gufne besisva, and they should take the rags from a cotton garment if it's during the winter. Veiloin, if that doesn't work, lichri sheva beri, they should dig 7 ditches, velikli buhu shvishta yalda the arla, and they should burn in it the young vines of arla, which is the tree on the first 3 years of the trees that it was planted, and she shall hold a cup of wine in her hand. That is, she shall hold her hand, the wine in her hand as she's sitting on the pit. And then they should pick her up from this pit and put her on this other pit. And then pick her up from that pit and put her on the other pit. And by every pit, they should tell her, get up from your flow. And that will again stop her from azava, from her large flow of blood. And if that doesn't work, they should bring fine flour. And they should smear from this fine flour on her, from the bottom half of her body and down. And they should tell her, stop your flow. If that doesn't work, they should bring the egg of an ostrich, velikli, and burn it. And they should take it with the rags of a linen garment in the summer months, and in the rags of a cotton garment in the winter months. If that doesn't work, they should open up a barrel of wine specially for her. Which that, what that means is that she should drink a lot of wine. It should be just for her, and that will help stop. If that doesn't work, that is, they should take a barley that is found in the dung of a white mule. If she holds that barley in her hand for one day, she stops from her flow for 2 days. If she holds it for 2 days, she stops of her flow for 3 days. If she holds the barley for 3 days, then it will stop her blood flow forever. Now, on Amud Aleph, we spoke about this statement. We said, Liyar Kaina, for jaundice, train, you take two of the things, of the three things we said, of Kaima, Gavya Gili, and Kokama, you take two of them, Bishichu, with beer, Umi Akar, and then it'll help for the jaundice, but it makes the person sterile. V'ilai, however, if you don't have these ingredients, or if you did it but it doesn't help, so what should you do for jaundice? So now the Gemara goes and says, as we said regarding Zava, many different approaches. We said regarding jaundice, many different approaches. Lacey Risha de Shivuta de Milchi, you should bring the head of a salted Shivuta, which is the head of a type of a fish which is called Shivuta. Velishlik Beshicha, and boil it in beer. Velishdi, and to drink it. V'ilai, and if that doesn't work. Lacey Munina de Kamti, you should bring the juice of a grasshopper. And if there is no juice of a grasshopper, you should bring the juice of a nekiri, which is a small type of a bird that's very small. And bringing it to the bathhouse. And to smear it on the person. And if there is no bathhouse, you should put him between the oven and the wall, so that, in other words, in a hot place, they should sweat, and then the sickness should come out of the body that way. Rabbi Yechon says that whoever wants to make this person hot, because that's why we're saying you should put him between the oven and the wall, there's a better approach. You should wrap him in his sheet. Either it means in his sheet to wrap him very well, that'll make him sweat, or in the sheet of another sick person that has the same sickness as he has. So the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yosef Chashbe, he had this sickness of jaundice. Rav Kahana did this refuah of wrapping in the sheet, vitz, and he got healed that way. It made him sweat, and thereby the sickness came out. V'iloy, and if this approach doesn't work, or again, if you don't have these options, Lacey Tlosa Kefizi Tamri Prasiasi, you should bring three Kefizi of the Persian dates, but Tlosa Kefizi the Kiridin Estrufi, and you should bring three Kefizi of wax that dripped, that is wax that dripped over from the honeycomb that it got full and it was too much. V'tlasa kefizi ahalatel ona, and three kefizi of red aloe. V'lishlokinu b'shichra, and you should boil it in beer. V'lishti, and drink it. V'ilayin, if that doesn't work. Lacey ilabar chamra, should bring a foal, a young donkey, the son of a female donkey. V'liglach, and the sick person should shave mitziyasa deresha, the middle of his head. Belishvikle dama mafuse, and he should draw blood from the forehead of the foal of this young donkey from his forehead. Veloisviaresha, and he should put from that blood on his forehead, on his head, on the place where he shaved his head. However, Belizimane, he should be careful from his eyes that none of the blood should drip into his eyes. Deloilasamalu, that it shouldn't become blind. Veiloi, and again, if you don't have that approach, if it doesn't help, or if you don't have the options, You should take the head of a ram that was placed in something that was pickling, in other words, in vinegar or in sear, and you should boil it in beer. And drink that. Reline if it doesn't help. You should bring a speckled davar achar, which is a term used for a chazer, for a swine, and rip it open. And put it on his heart. the Eloin if that doesn't work. Lacy Karta should bring leeks. Mechatusa de Mishri, from the middle of the row, which that's the very strong and sharp ones. As the Gemara brings a story to illustrate, it's a Hutaya de Choshbe. There was this Arab that was suffering from this jaundice. So he said to a gardener, take my coat and in place of that, give me a row of your leek. Because as we said, the leek, especially in the middle of the row, heals. So he gave him the leek and he ate it. So he says, now that it's your coat, lend me your coat, lend me your talus, and let me sleep there just a little bit. So he wrapped himself in it and he went to sleep. When he got all hot and sweaty, as we see that this is part of the healing process of jaundice, is to make the person hot, and he got up, that the talus totally just fell apart from the heat of the sickness that came out with the sweat. It just totally fell apart into pieces. So we mentioned before again, that for jaundice, train b'shechur, we said that you take two of these items, or the three items that we mentioned that are healing, which make a person sterile. You make it, you take two of them with beer, umi'akar, but however it's going to make the person sterile. To which the Gemara asks, umi'shari, is it permissible to drink a cup of sterility? So we're saying on Shabbos you're not allowed to, but if you want to heal yourself for jaundice on other times, that's what you drink. But how could you if it makes a person sterile? For Tanya, but we learn the Braisa. Minayin list serious, but adam shu asr. How do we know that castration by a person is forbidden? Tamaloyma, as it says in the pasuk, uba'arzachem lo yisasu, that in your land you should not do this. This is a pasuk regarding the animals that are not allowed to be brought to the Beis as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, uma'och, b'kasuz, b'nosik, b'choros, l'isakrivu l'Hashem. As Gemara later on the next daf is going to explain regarding the terminologies of, it means that the testicles of the animal are cut. You can't bring that as a carbon for Hashem. And it says, the pasuk again, uba'arzachem lo yisasu, that in your lands you're not allowed to do this. So the drasha is, Bechem lo yisasu de Rechanina says that to you, to yourselves, you're not allowed to do this. As Tosfos explains, that the drasha is the word ba'artzachem is two words, eretz and chem. That from the extra chem, you, your land, is where the drasha is. And as the idea is, because regarding a dog and all other types of animals, we learn from the word aretz. As the Gemara, as the Shiltas says, that this obligation of not castrating an animal is a chayves haguf, is a liability, is an obligation on the person, on the object. So why does it say ba'aretzachim in your land? It doesn't make a difference if it's an Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. Rather, the term ba'aretz is coming to say that anything that's found in the land, in other words, for all types of animals, even for a dog. And this extra, however, they could have said ba'aretz. Why is it ba'aretzachem? So the extra chem is what we're darshaning exactly over here, that the chem is saying that ba'aretz is a problem for all types of animals that are in the land, and the chem of yours, your land, your, is saying that even in you, in the person himself, you're not allowed to castrate, you're not allowed to make the person sterile. So therefore, this is the drasha. So how are we allowed to drink this kaisi karen to heal for jaundice if it's going to make a person sterile and that's forbidden to do? So the Gemara says, wait, when did we say that it's usher to do serious castration? Is when you do it directly. Here it happens by itself. You're just drinking something and indirectly, that's what happens. That's not a problem. The Amar B'Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon says, whoever wants that his rooster should be castrated, Yitil Karba Alosei should take off the crest of the rooster, and it gets castrated by itself. And although serious castrating and even any type of animal is usher to do it, be a dime with your hands. However, here where it happens on its own, it's not a problem. So you see that this concept, you're allowed to drink something if it's going to happen indirectly. But the Gemara asks, it's not true. Vamra Vashi, Remais Ruchahu de Nakitale. It was only a certain gaiva, an ego, so to speak, that the rooster has. It's not really serious castration that happens to the rooster when you take off the crest. It's just a type of a gaiva that the rooster has that when you take away its glory, its crest, so it mourns over it and it says, I'm not procreating in them, I'm not gonna have children. However, if even indirect serious, that definitely would be usher, because there you're not actually castrating the rooster. So there the Gemara says, you're right. So what is the pshat? When are you allowed to drink this kaisi karen, the cup of sterility, to heal the jaundice? Ela b'saris, that's only the talking about, when do we say you're allowed to drink it, is if a person is already was castrated from before, then that's mutter. But another Gemara asks, even if the person is castrated and sterile and can't have children, we continue on to Tav of Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, and that is, although there's a machlokes regarding a bechor, a firstborn animal, which is an animal that has to be given to the kohen, you're not allowed to make a mum, a blemish on that animal. But if it already has a blemish, that is, the blood is being held inside the animal. Now, the only way it could heal it is to draw the blood out of the bechor, else it's going to die. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara if you're allowed to draw the blood or not. Because what you're going to do when you draw blood, that's creating a blemish in an animal that's already blemished, that's already blam mum. So there is a mandam that says you're allowed to draw the blood and to make the mum. So you see that if it already has the mum, you're allowed to make one. However, even as the Gemara is going to say now, even they agree regarding leavening a carbon mincha after it was already leavened, which is asher to do, that to do it a second time would also be asher, that all the actions of a mincha are forbidden in leavening. As the Gemara says, that everybody agrees, even the one that says that you're allowed to make a mum in a b'chor that already has a mum, b'mechametz achar mechametz shuchai, leavening by a mincha that was already leavened, you're still liable and still asher to do. Like it says in the pasuk, "Lisi ofa chametz," that you're not allowed to bake the mincha chametz leavening, and also another pasuk says, "Loisi yasa chametz," that you're not allowed to make it leaven, and therefore baking was included in making and nasiya. So why do we exclude and say separately a baking to compare it to making? That is just like baking is distinct, that it's a maisa and you're liable on it on itself just for the baking aspect. So too, everyone agrees that even if one person needed it in leavening, and the second one came and formed it in chametz, and the third one baked it, all of them are going to be liable, even if it's already made chametz before. Everyone is liable, even mechametz achar mechametz. And similarly, b'mesaras achar mesaras, castrating a person that was already castrated, shuchayv, that he's liable. What's the raya? If he's already castrated, if he's already sterile, what's the problem? Shnem, like it says in the pasuk, regarding the pasuk we brought on the previous daf, u'ma'uch, that if it's squeezed, b'chassus, and crushed, v'nosik, and detached, b'charis, and cut, and these are all terms regarding the testicles of the animal that make it a mum, that you'll bring it to the mizbeach. So the question is, imalkoris chayiv, if for cutting you're liable, that is where it's not totally detached, rather you just cut it, but it's hanging in the sack, still you're liable for doing that because it's forbidden, as the pasuk says, ba'artzchem le'isas, you're not supposed to do this in your land. So al-nosik le'kolshkin, so regarding detachment, isn't it obvious? Why does the pasuk have to say detaching if it's already included in the iser of regarding if it's being cut? Rather, it's come to teach us this din, that detaching after the already cut, that's also liable. And therefore, we see the concept of that you're not allowed to be mesaris, achar mesaris, that even if it was already sterile, you're not allowed to do again another action to create another action of castration or sterility. So therefore, again, we're back to the question. Who is this person that's allowed to drink this kashrut lakar? And it can be talking about someone that's already castrated because it's forbidden to do another action in that same regard. Just like we say that you're not leaving the carbon mincha after it's already leaving. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ela b'zaken." So it must be that who can drink this kosher lekaron, the cup of sterility, to heal the jaundice? It's talking about an old man that he stopped having children. So the Gemara still asks him that. Well, Rabbi Yechon, it says in Perek Misha Achzu in Masechet Gittin, "Hein hechzeruni lenarusi." These are the things that restored me to my youth, and that's talking about certain types of medications that the Gemara over there says. That for someone that's impotent, that's not healthy for having relations. And Rabbi Yechonon says that after I already became old, it brought me back to my youth regarding Tashmish. So therefore we see that an elder person could have children. So how could it be talking about an elder person that is still usher to be Messiahs? So therefore the Gemara says, Ela be'isha, rather it must be talking about a woman that's not commanded in Periv. As the Gemara in Yevamah says, it says in the Pasuk, Pru uravu umilu is the aretz v'chiv shua, that you should be fruitful and multiply and you should fill up the whole world and you should conquer it. The Gemara, there are darshans that it says, and the wording is spelled like v'chiv shot, that he should conquer it. And that is, who is the one that conquers? It's the derech of man to conquer, and it's not the derech of a woman to conquer. So therefore we see that the mitzvah of periv is on a man, so therefore the isra of creating a castration or sterility is only on a man, not on a woman. So therefore we're talking about a woman over here, that she's allowed to drink a cup of sterility, she's not doing anything wrong. But still the Gemara says, that's good for some man to honor. However, the Rabbi Yechon could amal shneimu oimer vayvarch oisem alekim. The Rabbi Yechon says that regarding both the male and the female, the pasuk says in Bereishis that Hashem, that God blessed them. Vayim alahem, he said to them, both the woman, the man and the woman, pruvu, be fruitful and multiply. So, Michael, remember, what could you say? Even a woman is mitzvah on periv according to Rabbi Yechon. So she also is not allowed to drink the kosher likaron. That the Gemara gives two terutzim. Either biskein, we're talking about an elder woman that can't have children anymore. Inami bakara, or we're talking about a woman that can't have children, and therefore there the issa of sirus does not apply, and that would be the case that we're talking about. Who is this person that could drink the for the jaundice, the kosher lekaron? It's talking about either an elder woman or a woman that's nakara, that can never have children, that doesn't have a womb, for example. Those are the type of people that could drink this kosher lekaron.